Welcome to Heartland Darkland. I'm Cassie.
And I'm Shannon.
Hey, Dark Hearts.
What's up, Dark Hearts?
Welcome. By the time this posts, drops, whatever you want to call it, we'll hopefully have announced a winner for the giveaway. We're recording this on July 1st, and as of now, we haven't done anything for it. But I would think by next
Wednesday. That gives us a few days.
By the 6th, yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah. I'm hoping to have it by the end of this weekend.
I think that's doable.
Yeah, I think it's fine. Yeah. And thanks for everyone who did do that. And please continue to rate and review, because who knows?
We might decide
we're doing something else. Yeah.
Right. It helps us. Like I said, we'd like to be able to get to the point where we have sponsors so we can put the money back into our podcast, you know, the things that we pay for to help us record, and also so we can do more giveaways, you know, that would be really nice. So yeah, just continuing to rate and review. We have the Tiki Talk now.
The Tiki Talk.
So, you know, we post little snippets of videos because we use a website kind of like Zoom in a way to record. And so it saves the video of us. So I've been posting like little snippets.
And it's made me very aware of like, put yourself together maybe before you.
When we first started using this, we didn't plan on having a TikTok or putting up video. And so, yeah, especially the first one I did, like you only see half my face in most of the video because I was the one doing the thing and I didn't care if you could see me fully or not.
Right.
But I'm like, well, if we're going to post these, I need to make sure I'm staying center.
Yeah. And I was like, oh gosh, I need to clean up like the background. It's fine.
I'm sitting on the floor in my bedroom. Okay. I need an office, but our house doesn't have one of those. Maybe one day that would be real nice.
I could probably turn in we have a room downstairs. It's like a quote unquote playroom where it's, also, that just means shove all the crap that you don't want out when people come over. So I could make that an office, but that's a lot of work. I'd rather sit at it just depends on the day where I'm at. Today I'm at the dining room table. And
that's fair.
Not that anyone needs to know, but that's just what we're doing. Okay.
All right. So anyways, listen, I'm going to be upfront, you guys. This week is the cryptid episode because we did some heavy shit the last few episodes, and I was like, I can't research more super heavy stuff like this. Like,
no.
Some of these things I'm talking about have, like, I don't know, it's lore, you know? There's not victims that you necessarily know, but it's all hearsay, if you will. So that's what we're doing this week. So heads up for any of you who aren't into that, I guess don't listen, but maybe come back next week.
So bye to all my family.
You know, maybe stick around. I think you might enjoy it more than you think. Some of them enjoy the UFO one more than you thought. Like, didn't you have a family member who you said you were shocked they listened to it?
Yeah, I think, was it that one? Or was it the haunted one? It was one of the two. I don't know. But, I hear from my dad every week. Oh, time out. Sorry, guys. My dogs are crazy. Well, it's okay now. No, my dad listens to it, and every week he's like, I don't know why you do this, and you break my heart when I listen to these horrible stories of things that people do, and why is this world so ugly? And I'm like, okay, sorry, Dad, I know, but I'm weird, and I like this stuff, so... Yeah, he might this one better then. You know what I mean?
Thank you for listening, Shannon's dad.
It's adorable.
Despite the fact that we break your heart every week.
Right. That's what he says.
This one doesn't.
Yeah, this one will be more lighthearted and fun. And
There's some.
Well, not
yes
fun.
And no.
You know what I mean. Like fun we're not talking about. I don't know. I don't even know. So I don't know why I'm guessing.
Exactly.
I'll just let you talk now, Cassie.
Okay. Well, you know, first of all, we're in North Dakota. So this is going to be kind of like my Illinois episode with the UFOs, where we're not in one specific place. We're just kind of jumping around a little bit. And we're looking at the cryptids of North Dakota, as I said. And what exactly is a cryptid? For those of you who aren't 100% on that, you're like, what?
Thank you. I was just going to say, tell us what that is, please.
Yes, you know I have it. According to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, it's an animal, such as Sasquatch or the Loch Ness, that has been claimed to exist, but has never been proven to exist. So Bigfoot, Mothman, all those. Those are what they
Nessie,
call
I'm for sure all about Loch Ness. Okay, that's one I can get
cryptids.
behind.
Well, then you're gonna like our second little cryptid we talk about today. So not Nessie specific because we're in Heartland, not Scotland. So
That's
yeah,
fair.
that's a you know. I won't lie. I first looked it up, I was looking up cryptids of North Dakota and I found a couple right away. So I was hoping there's gonna be like a ton of information about some of these, but there really wasn't. But I did get some good information from ghostsofnorthdakota.com and an episode of a podcast called Campfire Adventures, which was episode 19. Although I gotta say that didn't really have, I was hoping that would have like more information that maybe they found something I didn't, but it didn't. They had everything I found on the Googles. I did also kind of use another site called cryptids.fandom.com and a site called devilslakejournal.com, legendsofamerica.com, and banglespur.com. So just throwing it out there. I mean, for all this stuff said. So, all right. So
Yes.
those are the websites that I got the information from. If there's a little bit of a jump there, guys, sorry. I got interrupted by a child, and I know there's parts that I'm gonna have to cut out, and I couldn't remember exactly what I said. So we're just gonna cover it that way. So let's just kind of jump
It
in.
works.
Yeah. The first cryptid we are going to look at is the Miniwashitu. Miniwashitu. I think I said that right now. I'm like second guessing myself.
Me every
But this
week.
is a creature. Yeah, this is a creature that lives in the Missouri River, which, yes, does go through North Dakota. And I probably should have looked at like where exactly in North Dakota it goes through and stuff, but let's
Fine.
be honest, I didn't do that because that sounded like a lot of geographical stuff.
Yeah, nobody cares about that. We're
That's
here
not
for the good
my.
stuff.
I figured everyone could easily Google.
For sure.
So it's said to stand around 7 to 8 feet tall and have the fur of a bison, but it's more, instead of being brown, it's more of like red and like a ruddy color. The hands of a human with
Okay.
one eye and one horn above this eye. So then all I could think about was it was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Do you remember that
Yeah,
song?
brown. Yeah, but he was a red people
Yes.
eater, maybe. Or, yeah.
He doesn't eat people that I can tell,
Reddish.
but
Yeah,
there
I
have been
sure
no
hope
stories
not.
of
He sounds
Yeah, there have been
questionable,
no
though.
stories of that. But so then he has spikes like jutting out from along his spine. It's also
Ooh.
said that he like swims up river during the spring and breaks up all the ice with his spiky back.
So he's helping
So
out.
yeah, until he doesn't. I mean, he doesn't actually do. Okay, I should just keep talking. So, I guess also when he swims underwater, there's like a red glow, almost like fire on the water, but usually going against the current. And if you see that though, you shouldn't try to get a closer look because apparently legend has it that anyone who looks upon it will go blind and then lose their mind and die soon after.
Oh, it's like, what's the movie? The Netflix one that was huge a couple years ago. Was it Birdcage? Bird, whatever. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Bird
Was it
Box.
Sandra? Bird
Was it Bird
Box,
Box?
yes. I
Yeah.
feel like, yeah. With Sandra, was it Sandra Bullock?
Yes.
Okay. That, yeah,
Yes.
like where they had to keep their blindfolds on and stuff.
Right.
I mean, not the
Didn't
same,
they
but
have to be
like, that's what
quiet
it
too?
reminded me of. Huh?
Didn't they have
Oh,
to be quiet too?
see,
Yeah,
now
because
I'm
they
mixing
could
it up
hear
with
by
A Quiet
sound.
Place. Okay.
No, but I think in that they also had to be, maybe not. I feel like they did, but maybe I'm crazy.
I don't
No,
know.
maybe it
That
was
was a
just the eye
while
thing.
ago.
I know. I remember watching it, and then I was reading up the differences between it and the book and stuff like that, because that's what I do. But you're
Yep.
right. No, you're
I'm
right. It
looking it
was just the
up.
eye thing. I don't think
Yeah, if
it
you
was just
see
the
it,
eye
you
thing, because I'm.
die. The
Yeah.
survivors, have to avoid coming face to face.
Right. Because,
That's
like,
what it is.
spoiler alert, real quick. If you planned on ever reading this book, don't listen for a second. Apparently, the difference in the ending from the movie and the book is that in the movie, they end up in the monastery, but
Yep.
it turns out they had been blinding everyone to help them.
Yes.
Yes.
You're the one that told me that. I remember when that came out. I think we talked about it and you were the one that was like, no, they end up gouging their eyes out or something. And I was like
it's actually pretty darker. Like the ending is darker in the book than, you know, here, like, oh, they found hope and sanctuary. And it's like, nah.
They actually didn't.
They didn't.
They just wanted to put a little pretty bow on it and for Netflix, but
pretty much, yeah.
Sorry to interrupt there. That's just what made me think of. Don't look at him.
Yeah, don't look at him. Why? I don't know. And one thing I found, so like specifically, like if you look upon him at daylight, so I don't know if that means like if you looked at him at nighttime, you'd be okay. Like, the harsh light of day, he's more hideous. I don't know. So it was interesting. Like I said, I really was hoping that it would have a lot more information. It sounds like it was originally a Native American lore, but I still just couldn't find much about it. Like, there's nothing about, like, why people go blind. No reason. Like, is it self-defense? Is it just some natural magic that exudes from the creature? Like, these monsters from Bird Box?
Yeah.
I don't know. But considering, like, everything I Googled when I was, like, cryptids of North Dakota, this was, like, the main thing that popped up. So you'd think there'd be all this information, sightings. No, no.
I was just going to ask you about sightings.
So there was one. And then there was one article I saw that noted that white settlers started to move into the North Dakota region. The local Native Americans warned them about this creature and that whoever saw it would go blind and ultimately die. But that's the extent of, like, what they gave about how it was Native American folklore. But then one story was Melvin Randolph Gilman, who was actually a curator for the North Dakota State Historical Society, wrote a bit about one Minnewashitu.
That's a sighting, mouthful.
I know. In 1921. And so, like, I guess this supposedly took place a few years before 1921. It didn't give much information. Like, it didn't tell the person who actually saw it. But we were probably thinking, but Cassie, if you go blind, how could we have a description of this? Well, let me tell you. So the man who looked upon this, his eyesight immediately started to fade. But he made it back to the village and was able to describe the creature before he slowly lost his mind and then died an agonizing and untimely death.
In 1921?
Well, so this Gilman guy wrote about this in 1921.
Oh,
but it sounded like this had happened before that.
Okay.
But when... I don't know. Again, no information. I searched everywhere I could. Like I said, I tried to find podcasts. That one podcast I listened to was specifically about this. And I thought, okay, he found some more information than I did. He did not. He found everything I found.
So that's very interesting. What was it?
Minnewashitu. So it's Minnewashitu.
Oh.
And I have a picture I will post. And by picture, I mean a drawing. That I found from the internet.
Because no one's actually ever seen it. So I wonder, like, how this started. I mean... It just makes you wonder the whole story. And now that everyone is gone, probably. I mean, that where it originated, it's hard to know.
Well, and I wonder if in any tribes that are still around in that North Dakota region, if they still have, like, oral history about those types of things, if that was one that made the cut to continue to be passed down, or how people first heard about this to get it to the point where it got posted on the internet. I thought it was interesting. I didn't think of North Dakota as really, you would think North Dakota, which I didn't find anything about Bigfoot, which you would think North Dakota of all places would have something about Sasquatch or Bigfoot.
That's
maybe I should have specifically said Bigfoot, North Dakota. But,
well, you know,
well, I was like, I don't want to do Bigfoot yet. I don't know where I want to do Bigfoot at, but
I know. And I feel like there's, like, I know I even have a friend who had posted that their family members or something had some sightings or something of Bigfoot. Like,
that was here in Nebraska, right?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how I've been born and raised in Nebraska. And I didn't know until we started this podcast that there is a museum in Grand Island, which I went to.
Yep, yep.
Was it Grand Island or Hastings? It was one of those towns
I think Hastings.
Hastings. That sounds... Still, one of those towns I've been to for like softball tournaments and stuff because of the small town I grew up in, and I somehow did not know this.
I'm looking it up right now for us to tell Bigfoot Museum.
So, Nebraska. I don't know that I want
Hastings.
Okay. So, yeah. So, maybe whenever I get to Bigfoot, it'll be a compilation. It won't necessarily be one specific state.
Yeah.
So,
I'm excited actually for that because that one's kind of intriguing to me.
Yeah. So, I'll save that as that'll be a hodgepodge episode of all the states, and we'll just have a Bigfoot episode.
Yeah.
I totally got to
just go to the museum.
Yeah, listen, I want to go to the museum, but that drive.
I know. It's not even that bad, though. I think about driving to my hometown, and that's like the worst drive ever. And this is like
That's
a fourth of it, so it's not that bad.
That's fair. All right, so that's the mini Washitu. I wish there had been more about him. Or them. Sorry, I'm not going to assume it's gender. You never know. So the next one we're going to talk about is the one that I think... You'll like. It's got Nessie vibes. It was also first reported by Native Americans. Listen, FYI, all of these in this. I kind of thought about saying, then I was like, should I save this for Native American month? But I've got some other cases that I want to cover that I think are more important than some fun little cryptids for that. So, well,
and they were here first, so I feel like anything
it makes sense
we see, it would be from them. Yeah.
Yes. So this one is in Devil's Lake, North Dakota, which is the name of the town and the name of the lake, which I think would be really confusing. It kind of sounded like maybe the lake had another name too that it was called, but it's Devil's Lake, okay?
I wouldn't go swimming there. It doesn't sound like a pleasant lake.
Right. And so I was kind of looking at the history and how it was, and I should have written down what the natives called the lake. Translated loosely to something like Spirit Lake or something like that, but of course white people translated it wrong and it somehow came out like Evil Spirit Lake or something like that, and so then they called it Devil Lake. Wow,
that's fair. Okay.
Yeah,
that so makes a lot more sense.
Yes. So this creature is called the Devil's Lake Monster, which I guess there's also another cryptid by this name in Oregon, so not to be confused, it is also sometimes called the Serpent of Devil's Lake. So it was interesting. So I did read that currently the lake is actually on the rise, which I promise this stuff has something to do with it, rising almost a foot a year since 1993, but it's actually been on the rise for like the last 85 years. Like they're talking about how it's like taking over like Native American land and farmland and stuff like that. But back in 1934, after four straight years of drought, the lake was nearly dried up. So, if there was a creature, which this creature was seen before this drought, and the thing that I saw that talked about the rise of it was actually talking about how, based on the story of the Native American story about this creature, they think this rise had happened in the lake before.
Okay.
And so it was an interesting thing talking about, like, how the lake was rising, but they stipulated back to like, because of this folklore, we can determine that this isn't the first time this rise has happened, which that was just an interesting little side thing I found, that they were talking about this monster while discussing the fact that the lake is on the rise and probably something like this happened once before.
It was spotted. Sorry, I just want to make sure I'm following here. It was spotted as it was rising before the drought. Or after the drought. Okay, that's what I mean.
So before the drought. And I'll give dates for some of the times it was spotted. But so then the whole reason why I bring up the drought too is to say that, because it sounds like there haven't been any recent spottings, which if this, it all but dried up, like it was almost completely dried up. And it talks about how there wasn't any sort of like, it's not connected to any other waterways. So I don't see how this creature could have survived.
Right.
But then don't you think they would have found it?
Do you find
it?
The remains? Yeah, thank you.
Did it bury itself? Maybe it's like some sort of weird creature. I mean, I don't know. Any number of
things. Did something else eat it? Like after it was dead or something? I don't know.
A whole bunch of like animals came in and picked it clean?
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't there be bones? I mean, who knows? All right. I mean,
I don't know, Cassie. That's a whole. What is the name of this thing again? Oh, the Devil's Lake something. Monster.
Okay. Or just the Serpent of Devil's Lake. Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'm just.
Okay.
Just,
yeah. So, yes. And like I said, there haven't really been any reportings of sightings since this time. There's a Native American legend that states a group of Chippewa were camped on the west side of the lake. Hopefully I said that right. I looked it up to pronounce it, and then I forgot to put in the pronunciation.
Oh, yeah. Those are hard names to say, though, too.
And on the east side were a group of Sioux. Since the two tribes were at war, the Sioux took a raft across the water and attacked the Chippewa. When they got on their rafts to return to the east side of the lake, a large serpent, similar to the Loch Ness, rose up out of the water, causing a massive wave that capsized their raft, causing them all to drown.
Oh. Yeah.
So that's the legend that this website used to say that they thought this was like when the lake was on the rise again. And another part, I guess, of the legend is that like this was retaliation for them attacking the Chippewa, who were a peaceful tribe. But if they were at war, like, were they? I don't know. So that's why I got kind of confused.
Yeah.
Like if they were at war already. But I mean, if they had attacked them unprovoked.
That's true.
So, one of the earliest written accounts, which obviously that other one's an oral history from the Native Americans. This is from an article from the New York Sun on October 21st,
1894. Oh my.
Yeah. According to this article, the creature has jaws like an alligator and glaring red eyes, a tail that is 80 feet long and is a slimy green color. It mentioned it having fins on either side, and it mentions, like, spiny things that project from its jaws, which sounds like the Diplodocus from Jurassic Park, which, shout out to my son, I had to be like, hey, kid, what's the dinosaur in Jurassic Park? And I was like, that's got the frilly things, and he, like, hisses and spits. He's like, oh, you mean the Diplodocus?
I hate that thing. Yep. That scared the crap out of me the first time I watched that.
So for those of you who maybe don't recognize in Jurassic Park, the OG Jurassic Park...
Yes.
Ned gets attacked by this thing who brought it like insta karma because Ned was a douche who caused the issues. So this was karma getting him back instantly.
It also reminds me of the
Demogorgon.
Thank you. I just said it at the same time. I was like Demogorgon on Stranger Things, kind of like.
Which is actually a Dungeons and Dragon thing first before a Stranger Things thing.
Okay, that I did know. And I am not even a nerd like you, so I'm just kidding. I knew.
They
I only know that
because
they play it on the show.
I was
going to
say, they play it on the show.
Okay. But you play it, don't you? Or didn't you? Am I thinking of you?
So I started getting into it and playing it, but the people who we were playing it with, like, we only ever got a chance to do it one time, so I really want to play. I love the character I created. She's this amazing... Listen, I could go on forever about how great she is.
That's a whole nother thing,
and
too.
I really
Yeah. I'm real distracted on that, but... Okay.
So, yes. So it's got those frilly things on the side, like, and it sounds like it uses it in the same way, like, when it's angry, they're flared out, but when it's calm, they're laid back down. So, yeah. Just a little description there, which FYI, I tried to find pictures and like I just kept finding like pictures of like Loch Ness and stuff like that. So
yeah,
when I share this, I found some articles about it, but unfortunately I couldn't find any like drawings or pictures.
Yeah, that's well, and especially when it's a crypt. I mean, like this, it's generally not like you're going to be able to find a ton of pictures. So
I know, but not even a drawing really. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and if someone has a good description like that, you would think.
You would think. And there was one, I saw a picture that was clearly a log in the lake that someone tried to say was this creature. And I was like, that's a straight up log. Like, yeah, it looked like it's shaped like a serpent, like it would be in the lake, but like you can tell it's a log. I was like,
I mean, I'm like trying to look to see if I see anything too. And yeah, like you said, a lot of it just looks like the Loch Ness monster.
Or if they were drawings, they were of like a different Devil's Lake monster. I was like, well, I'm not about to post the Oregon one.
Oh, right. Because like one of these, like.
Yeah.
Is that the Oregon one?
It might be. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm like showing pictures. Yeah. You have already seen these things, but now I'm just really curious about what it looks like. Because it sounds very creepy.
Because the thing is, it's described more snake-like in a lot of the things with fins than the Loch Ness monster ever was. So then there was another published story in August of 1905 from the Wichita Bacon. Not bacon, beacon, sorry.
Bacon? I'm hungry. I could go for some bacon. Oh,
you know, gosh. I love me some bacon. Which I don't understand why these two articles are not North Dakota. Like, I don't know if at this time North Dakota wasn't, maybe it wasn't settled enough to have its own paper, I guess. Those are,
yeah, I always think of it as being very just like empty-ish, desolate, you know, but it's probably not, and I don't know.
I mean, I feel like it kind of is. That's a bad
assumption, but okay.
Anyways, so the Wichita Beacon published a story about a group sighting of the creature. Three women were walking along the shore of the lake when they were frightened by a serpent-looking creature thrashing around in the water. So they went and got their opera glasses so they could take a better look. Which, if you're scared of the creature, I don't get why you would want to look closer at it.
No.
But they were like, oh my god, I'm so running. Yeah, they're like, I'm so afraid. Let's look closer. That sounds like something people in a horror movie would do. Like, have you seen that, like, Geico commercial? Like, let's go hide behind the chainsaws. I'm like, why don't we get in the running car?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So when they use their opera glasses, they see a huge serpent going across the lake, leaving a massive wake of water. They said it had grotesque black scales.
Ooh.
I'm like, what made them grotesque?
Yeah, and that's such a like descriptive word. I just think of the worst thing ever.
I know. A snake-like head and eyes as large as ostrich eggs that glowed. Which I'm like, did it just maybe reflect the light, you know?
Right.
So this story would actually be published in newspapers across the nation for months afterwards, though. So North Dakota's got that going for it.
Yeah.
So there was another mass sighting that was reported on July 21st of 1950 in the Grand Forks Daily Herald. And I'm pretty sure that is in North Dakota, because, like, isn't that where Bella in Twilight's from, is Forks or Grand Forks?
Yeah. Forks.
Yep. See? Yep. So the article names two men and said they were well-known businessmen who very distinctly saw the serpent, but they didn't know the other men had seen it. So like, it sounds like they were like two men on either side of the lake that both saw the same thing and reported it, but they didn't know the other person had seen it. Which also, I don't know how. Apparently being well-known businessmen means you can't lie.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, they each said it was stretched out across the water about a quarter mile from the shore. They said it was 50 to 60 feet long and about 1 to 2 feet in diameter. And then I guess a captain of the police force, who he was named, and then it just said accompanied by his wife, and not her name, because everyone knows a woman loses all individual identity as soon as she gets married. So, you know, I decided not to name him because she wasn't named.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
So they also saw this creature at the same time and described it in the same way. But then it sounds like after this, there wasn't really, I mean, if there were any more sightings after this, they weren't really named. And I think there were some other smaller sightings between these, but none that really got like reported. These just all made like papers and were put across the country. And like I said, if it pretty much dried up, I don't think the creature could have survived that and would still be there today. So, and then too, like with the alligator jaw thing, part of me was like, was it just a really big, like, I think there's a fish called like the alligator gar or something like that.
Yeah.
The gar or something like that.
It's in our Go Fish game. That's one of the fish.
Oh, hey.
Look at you. I'm impressed.
I only know that because my son watches, for a while there, he watched like Deadliest Catch and like those like river monsters. That's what it was. He watched river monsters, and we were walking around our neighborhood and someone has like a pontoon or some sort of like, what's the boat with the giant ass fan on the back of it? That's a pontoon, right?
Oh yeah.
An airboat or something.
Airboat. Yeah. It's going to drive me nuts now. Why can't I think of what that's called?
It's something that I associate with swamps, but it has a gar on it too. And he even was like, oh, hey, that's an alligator gar. And I was like, I'm sorry. How do you know this?
That's funny. That
He'll
is hilarious.
Random animal
that.
Facts, because he will watch all sorts of documentaries and shows about animals. So it's just
airboat. Sorry. I just looked it up.
There you go. Okay. So it is an airboat. So there you go. So yeah, that's the Devil's Lake monster.
That's an interesting one.
So the third and final cryptid I'm going to talk about, I won't lie, it's a bit of a logic gymnastics to make it fit in with North Dakota. This is the one I told you.
It's fine. You started in North Dakota. Who cares if you end there?
Well, I'm still going to stick with North Dakota. This is one that probably would have fallen more in like to Minnesota and Canada. But I found at least one person with a story that was located in North Dakota. Its territory, like North Dakota falls in its territory. And like I said, like I talked to you about this and I was like, hey, do you want to do this since this is Minnesota's your next state? And you were like, why don't you go ahead and do it?
Only because, and I'm not like saying I'm against like this stuff. I'm more like okay with than alien stuff, but you already had done all the stuff. You just take it away. Okay.
I won't lie to, I might eventually cover this more in depth for a later Minnesota episode, because this is one that like I've got information in here about, but there's really so many, like I could have explored so many differences within the folklore and stuff like that, that I think it could be almost its own episode the same way Bigfoot could be.
Oh yeah.
So
well, that's that, interesting.
Yeah. So that's another one that I might come back to. You know, and yeah, like I said, maybe it's technically not really North Dakota, but this is our podcast and we can do what I want. And Shannon told me I could do it, so meh.
I gave her permission, so fine, you do it.
And this creature is the Wendigo.
Wendigo, okay.
Yeah, which if anyone's ever watched Supernatural in one of the earlier seasons, they took one down.
I remember, I watched it way back in the day when it first like came out, but I don't remember that.
I mean, it was one of the first early seasons when it was like still kind of more creepy than campy and funny.
Yeah.
Just don't get me wrong. I liked Supernatural, but it was supposed to end after season 5 and then they decided to keep going. So
I mostly just liked looking at the characters, but
I mean, that's
fair
too. I
liked the first few seasons. It was really good.
I won't lie. I'm still behind a few seasons because I was watching it faithfully and then it was supposed to end with season 5. So then season 6 took me a while to get into because I'm like, this wasn't supposed to be a thing.
Yeah. Is it still the original characters in it?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
But they had someone else take over. Like, I think it was a different writer, director, or something like that. So, yeah. Which is when it started to get a little more campy. And I'm not saying I didn't enjoy it. It was still good. There's some great characters. And also, though, like, with the... I'm pretty sure I have undiagnosed ADD, ADHD, because my attention span can only handle binging a certain show for so long before I'm like, I have to take a break. Mm-hmm. So one of these days I will finish Supernatural. But again, that's another fine. Side tangent. So I also learned that apparently the plural of Wendigo is Wendigog. Okay, I shouldn't have even tried to say that. It's Wendigo, like Wendigo, A-G. Wendigo. Wendigo egg. I don't know.
We're going. Yeah. With that.
So this creature comes from different, native folklore, like the Algonquin native folklore, which I knew how to say Algonquin already because of listening to the audiobook series "Nice Dragons Finish Last" by Rachel Aaron. Shout out! Just a great series. If anyone needs a fun fantasy
Can't
book,
say to listen. I've heard of it, but you know what? That's very you.
It is. It's a fun one. My mom's listened to it, so you know.
Yeah, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
You know. Also, the Ojibwe tribe, the Eastern Cree tribe, the Salto tribe, the West Main Swampy Cree tribe, the Naskapi tribe, and the Innu people all have lore about the Wendigo, which is where, like I said, like I could really go in depth because like the Algonquin people have more of like an ice creature kind of thing going with it. You know, there are similarities that they all carry together, but then they all do have their differences as well. So I think that would be an interesting thing to really explore further later on. They do all agree that they are giants that are over 15 feet tall, malevolent, cannibalistic supernatural beings who were once human but they were changed by magic, and they're strongly linked with the north, winter, starvation, and famine.
So giants.
Yeah, like they're really like, well, and we'll get into this, but like emaciated looking. Mm-hmm. And we'll kind of get into, so like skinny giants kind of can be hunched over. They're generally described as having glowing eyes, long yellowed fangs, terrible claws, and abnormally long tongues.
Ew.
Yeah. Sometimes they're described as having like a sallow, like sickly yellowish skin, and sometimes they're described as being covered in matted fur or like hair. And then sometimes I've seen like a mixture of both. Like they're mostly skin, but maybe they have some matted hair on them.
I was thinking White Walkers when you said the glowing eyes, but no, these sound just gross.
White Walkers are definitely different. They yeah. still are like dead human looking.
Yeah.
I mean,
just the glowing eyes are creepy. Yeah. That's it though. Okay. Well, we're talking about like gross hairy ones with long tongues and
They're said to have a putrid stench and to be great hunters, yet they're emaciated looking because they grow with each victim they consume and are forever hungry and seeking their next meal, which is another reason why they're associated with like greed and kind of like gluttony and stuff like that. Because some lore says that they are spirits that have taken on beast form. Some others say they can also possess humans, especially those who have had greed in their heart or who have consumed human flesh.
Ew.
Because you gotta think north, and in the like early settler days, like they were trapped a lot. We'll kind of get into that. Yeah. So they're also said to be created whenever a human resorts to cannibalism to survive, which was more common in the settlers' days when Native Americans and settlers would be stranded in the northern woods. And they'd be tempted to consume their dead to survive. Or maybe kill people to eat so they could survive. Like I said, they're said to be great hunters, but some say that they can actually mimic human voices and sounds and can lure victims to them.
Ooh.
Yeah. Which is, again, where I would like to, like, be able to, like, do more to get more mm-hmm. stories of, like, people's encounters with them. Because this is a creature that I know people are still... talk about having encounters. Like there was recently, I saw this TikTok of someone up in Canada, and I think it was in these forests near a reserve, a Native American reserve, and or it was near Canada, somewhere up north, and mm-hmm. you hear these really eerie sounds being made, and they're like, I know what, you know, I've lived here my whole life. The guy's like, that's not any natural creature. So I think it'd be really interesting to dive more into this and get a lot more of the lore and stuff like that too with it. There's also lore that states that the older they are, the more powerful they become, and they can actually control the weather, wrap darkness around them so as not to be seen, or even control natural forest predators to attack their victims for them. Yeah. So that's creepy. Should you imagine this like creepy creature making these poor wood animals?
I know. This poor little deer and
well, predators. The deer probably wouldn't be its thing. It'd probably be like coyotes. It's for the predators. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking about like the poor foxes. Little ones they want to like eat though. Yeah. Okay. But yes.
Yeah, it sounds like, deer's you know, not gonna hurt that's one thing I didn't look necessarily for this, but it'd be interesting to see and try to look more. Like, I don't know if they consume animals at all or if it's humans that are their meals.
Gross.
Because it says they're cannibalistic. And a lot of times it's like humans who were cannibal.
Right.
So, which we'll get in.
What is this called? A
Wendigo.
Wendigo. Okay, just.
Yeah.
I gotta remember so I can look it up later. I know you'll post stuff, but now I'm gonna go down a rabbit hole. So
yes. So I want to look up more. Like I said, this will probably be one like Bigfoot. I'll probably do its own episode for again eventually. But because I was finding, I thought, like I said, I thought I was gonna have more information as I started this, and then I was like, I just need something lighthearted. I cannot do another true crime right now. Or even a survivor story, like those are hopeful and impactful, but something horrible happened usually. So
none of them are like good. Yeah.
No. So that's where I'm like, I'm gonna add the Wendigo in here, and we'll give it more of its due at another time.
Well, yeah, and maybe people, when they hear this, will have stories about it, too, that they can share with you.
Yes, please, you know what do. I mean?
Like, also, any of them, really.
Yes, but I was going to say any one of them, especially the Manawatu.
Yeah.
I think I said that wrong, because now it's not in front of me. But yeah, if anyone has any information about these, and you know I want to hear it. So, the story now that made me decide that I was going to make this work for North Dakota was on a website called pararesearchers.org. The person shared to that site on February of 2015. So not that long ago.
No.
In a farmland right outside of Wimbledon, North Dakota, as she and her husband were driving back to Wimbledon from a friend's house around 6 or 7 p.m., the two got in a fight and she got out of the car, which, okay, whenever I hear about people getting out of the car in a country road or the side of the road somewhere, I'm always like, I don't care how mad I am at my husband, I'm not getting out of the car.
Right.
Especially as someone who grew up near country roads, those things are dark, even at 6 or 7 in a winter night.
Pitch black. Yes.
you can tell we both grew up in small towns.
Oh, yeah.
No. Also, it was winter, and she later mentions there being snow on the ground, and it's North Dakota. I don't care how long you've lived there, how many layers you have. You're telling me that you want to walk home in a country road in the winter.
No, just do this silent treatment. Don't talk. And then when you get home.
It's funny that you put that, because I even put in my notes, just sit in the awkward, uncomfortable, and angry silence.
Yep.
And two, also, like, this is how every horror movie starts. Or a murder story. I decided, like,
what kind of jerk just, like, actually leaves someone, too? Bye.
That was my thought, too. Like, you're just gonna seriously drive off? Like, you're okay with that.
Right. Knowing that they're left out here with nothing.
How does that make sense?
No.
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 Not okay on either of their part.
Correct.
So
now that we've judged them.
I know. I'm sorry, but why are you going to leave your wife on the side of the road, and why are you getting out of the car in winter on a dark country road? Also, like, it's a dark country road. It just takes a car not realizing you were there.
Well, and people aren't paying attention as much because they know there's, like, not a lot out there. So, like,
yes,
okay.
People who are used to driving on country roads are some of the scariest drivers on country roads.
Yeah. Yep.
Terrifying.
It's so scary. They don't care.
No. So, anyways, she gets out and he drives off, because of course he does. And she said that after like 5 minutes of walking, she turned around and 50 feet away, she saw this creature lying on its back in the snow. I'm like, why is it just lying on its back? Was it taking a nap?
Snow angel? Like,
can you imagine this creepy skeletal, like, 10 foot tall, 15 foot tall creature making snow angels?
That was my first thought when you said laying on its back in the snow. Oh my gosh.
You know, now I want some. If anyone's an artist, can you please draw a Wendigo making a snow angel? Because
that'll be our new merch.
Would delight me.
Yeah,
so much.
Yes, please. Yes,
I just need to see this. Anyways, so this creature's laying on its back in the snow. She said that it noticed her and stood up, and it was around 10 feet tall and very skinny. She said that she was very scared, but instinct told her not to run. And, which also, I'm listening to the Mercy Thompson series by Patricia Briggs, and it's got werewolves. And she even states in there that if you run from a predator, it, like, the werewolves who are predators, like, it kicks in their predator instinct, and they will then view you as prey and chase you. So good on her instincts.
Yeah.
This is also the episode where I talk about all the books.
Okay. Well, I don't know any of these books. So, you know what?
This one's a really good one. You might like this one. It's got a lot of the fantasy. Maybe you wouldn't.
Yeah, I know. I was into, like, I love Harry Potter. Not the same, I know. But I also enjoyed The Twilight, which is, like, touching on, right? Werewolf stuff.
I mean, yeah. Really. This is
not
definitely,
like,
more
dark.
No, this is definitely more adult. It's got werewolves, and the main character is a coyote shifter. She's
What's
real
that
cool.
show I watched? Werewolf? Wolf?
Wolf Like Me?
Wolf Like Me.
Is that the one I made you watch?
Yes, it was good. It was
a good
watch.
I love that one so much.
That one was good. That's what it makes me think of currently, right now.
Okay,
when you're
talking might like
about
this. You might like the series. It's a good urban fantasy. It's got some romance and stuff and a badass female. You know, I'm sucker for a badass female.
It's true.
It's got mysteries in it too. So, you know, there you go.
Right down my alley, that mystery.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, you guys. Sorry, I'm giving you. Listen, if anyone wants fantasy genre
Yeah,
book
that's your
recommendations, you
jam.
hit me up, okay?
Castle Rock's
Like my
all.
mom constantly does. She's like, "What should I listen to now?" And then never mind that I've made her a huge list of audiobooks to listen to. She'll still come to me and ask me which one to listen to next. Love you,
That's
mom.
okay. That's right. I mean, she values your opinion. There you go.
And then last time I did this, and she didn't even listen to the ones I told her to listen to. She went off a completely different way, and I was like, why did I waste my time telling you these?
How dare you?
Clearly, I am in a different headspace today. I'm all over the place. I
That's
apologize,
okay. I'm tracking along.
you guys.
We're
So,
fine.
back to the Wendigo. So she doesn't run. She just picks up her pace, and apparently she's just constantly screaming at it to leave her alone,
Okay.
which it sounds like it doesn't sound like it'll like it ever moved.
It just
But she
stared
said
at
that after
her.
like 10 minutes, yeah, like she said after 10 minutes of walking down the road, like she said, yeah, she just said it kept staring at her, and every now and then it would sound like she heard heavy breathing, like it was right next to her, but like it was still back behind her, and she never mentioned it moving, just staring at her.
Oh.
So then I'm like, well, how close were you to it before? How
Right.
far did you get in this? Because then she talks about how after 10 minutes of walking down the road and just screaming at it, her husband finally pulled back up. Which, okay, so let's do the math. She walked for 5 minutes before she saw this thing.
Okay.
Then it was walking for another 10 minutes before her husband came back. Her husband was gone for 15 minutes.
That's a
So much could have
long.
happened in that 15 minutes.
Yeah. I give him like 2 minutes, be like, okay, we're done with this fight. Who
Right. Like,
does
I can see
that?
you kind of like maybe driving, like, okay,
Just down a
with him
road to freak
driving
her
off, like
out.
driving down a little bit
Right.
and waiting a minute and be like, okay, you're being dramatic, so I'm gonna show you that I will. And then coming back though, because you're like, hey, I love you, and this is a dark and scary road
Right.
in winter, and I don't want you to freeze to death or be killed.
Yep.
No.
Okay.
So 15 minutes later, he's back. So she said by this point she's in hysterics and told him what happened and he sped away. And she said it was just kind of hunched over, very thin, grayish white skin, extremely long and pointed fingers and
Gross.
toes, and a little bit of hair on its head. She also said that it had a wide open mouth, but like it was thin with very sharp teeth. And she talked about how she had no idea what it was for a while, but then she was telling her sister-in-law about it, and her sister-in-law mentioned that 3 years prior, she and some friends were riding four-wheelers out in the same area, encountered the same creature, which I wish she then would have told us like what their encounter was like.
Right, like elaborate on that, people.
Yeah. So her sister-in-law told her that it was a Wendigo, and she said after looking it up, that's what she believed it to be. So then my other question is, one, your sister-in-law and her friends, like, what was their encounter with it? Why didn't it attack any of you? And two, if this creature's been here for at least 3 years, have there been like
Right.
strange disappearances, like murder
To
raids?
tie
Like,
it, yeah.
yeah, like maybe I should have
For
looked up the
sure.
area, like the Wimbledon, but like, I don't know what farm area, like, I guess I didn't even look to see where Wimbledon, North Dakota is. So I don't know,
But
like, what the farmland around there is like, but it would be interesting to see. If within the 2012, 2015 time frame.
that's, yeah, being recent. Yeah, people that have gone missing and just
Yeah. Or
any
people
kind
that
of
died of
weird.
like weird animal attacks or something like
Yeah.
that. So,
Unexplained.
one other thing about the Wendigo that I wanted to mention is there's actually a psychological disorder that is called Wendigo psychosis. It's a disorder where a person develops an appetite for human flesh. This form of cannibalism isn't the same as
Ew.
those in survival stories, though, like the lore suggests, but people who have access to normal food but still feel an overwhelming desire to consume human flesh.
Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah. So, according to dictionary.apa.org, it's a severe culture-bound syndrome occurring among Northern Algonquin Native Americans living in Canada and the northeastern United States. So this makes it sound like it's only native, like the Algonquin Native Americans, but other stuff I read, I doesn't necessarily seem that way. But it says the syndrome is characterized by delusions of becoming possessed by a flesh-eating monster, the Wendigo, and has manifested in symptoms including depression, violence, a compulsive desire for human flesh, and sometimes actual cannibalism. It's said that the psychosis was most common in the 19th century, and usually more so in people around the Great Lakes of Canada and U.S., so kind of in the Wendigo territory. And let's see, where did I... Okay, it says it occurs mostly in heavy winters when people are isolated. Symptoms start with poor appetite, nausea, vomiting, and then the person has delusion... Or nope, went back to spot. So then it talks about, too, how, like, these people, like, even though they want human flesh, then they start to fear that they'll give in any human flesh, which I think... is a rational thing to feel like, why am I craving human flesh? This is horrifying.
Right.
It seems rational.
Yeah.
One of the most well-known cases of this is a Plains Cree trapper in Alberta, Canada. And I know that's not North Dakota or Heartland, but at this point,
it's related it's to the story, so it's fine.
And he was named Swift Runner. He was a trapper with the Hudson Bay Company. And in the winter of 1878 to 79, he and his family, which is his wife and then they had six kids, were starving, as were many of the Cree family around them. And now there was an emergency food supply 25 miles away, but it said he made no attempt to go. Instead, after his eldest son died, he developed the psychosis and murdered the rest of his family and consumed them.
Oh.
He eventually confessed and was executed. I also read some stuff about, I want to say it was a Native American chief and his brother, and I think the chief was also a shaman, who said that they hunted and cured Wendigos or killed the Wendigos and they were later executed. But that's a story, like I said, I wanted to save more because that was a lot, could have had more detail to that I wanted to save if I was going to do Wendigos more.
Right.
So I did also see that there was mention of a Wendigo that was sighted from the 1800s to the 1920s in Rossisu, Minnesota, which is like 5.5 hours from North Dakota. So I'm calling it close enough.
Oh, yeah.
And every time a sighting was reported, it was followed by an unexpected death. And now I did try to look up more information about this specific sighting. That was literally all I could find, was these little snippets like that. And they said the same thing. They didn't give details or anything. I did find someone else on Reddit asking, like, hey, are there more details? But of course, no one responded to that. That's the North Dakota cryptid episode, you guys. That's what I've got for now.
That's very interesting.
The cryptid and book recommendation show today.
Yeah. You know, it's just a little different and it's great.
Yeah. Like I said, I know this is definitely way different than what we've been doing, but
I like it.
And I just, like I said, I needed something a little lighter than what we've been doing. And I hope that you guys can appreciate that. And we've said from the beginning, like, it was a matter of time before I covered cryptids. Like, I've been searching. Right. I've just never found one. And like I said, now I kind of want to do, I think I'm going to have a Bigfoot episode eventually. And I'll eventually have a Wendigo episode too, where I go more in depth on that one. But I've definitely been looking for cryptids. So,
yeah. Well, and we said the unexplained and whatnot in our trailer. So,
yeah. So that's what you get this week, you guys.
And I like it because it's just mixing it up a little bit. And, Wendigos are creepy. I just Googled it just to get a visual in my head, and I'm disturbed now.
Yep.
If I saw one laying in the snow, I would also be
terrified. That's why we need snow angels. I was like, oh my God, I want to see that so bad. Because I saved the image from that Bengal spur site of the Wendigo. And I was like, oh my God, it's so I just, now I really need someone who can draw me a Wendigo making snow angels, please. Yes,
please. That would be a sight to see, because these are creepy, guys. I mean, Cassie will post pics, but also if you Google that, those are things of like nightmares, like demonic-y.
I mean, yeah, they're evil spirits, you know, and or people doing bad things and turning into them.
Interesting. Well, I liked it because it was something different this week and something that I really have no knowledge on at all. So thanks for
Right.
enlightening me
You're welcome.
and
You're
everybody
welcome.
else.
I'm sure there are people who are probably like, that's not it at all. Like, maybe there's some people like, you got that. But like I said, the Wendigo, especially the first two, I was like, there was surprisingly very little information about. And then the Wendigo, it was like the opposite. I was like, there's so much information
Oh,
and
yeah.
there's so many different ways I could take this. So I just wanted to give a generalized brief introduction of the Wendigo. And one day we'll
Yeah.
do a deep dive into the Wendigo.
Yeah, I think that's kind of fun.
Yeah, something to look forward to.
In North Dakota, you know, and Minnesota, who would have
I
thought?
won't lie to you. The one thing with North Dakota is like that I found like hauntings and stuff, but I love the movie Fargo. And you know, at the
Yes.
beginning it
Oh.
says it's based on true stories, but it's really
Yeah.
not.
Right. Yes.
And I'm
I like
like,
Fargo, yeah. And it's
yeah,
like a
so
classic. I mean,
it is.
I feel
And
like
surprisingly, I've
everybody.
never watched the show. I've heard the show was good though.
Yeah, I didn't even realize there was a show until I think you told me that too. So,
Yeah.
just
So,
learn all my things from you. Thanks,
you
Cassie, for
know.
keeping me in
So,
the
you guys, yeah, you know, the usual drill. Let us know what you thought. Let us know ideas, opinions. If you know of other creatures like what I've discussed in other states or something that you want me to talk about, because let's be honest, it'll probably be me doing it, not Shannon.
I mean, maybe I'll surprise you 1 week. Maybe I should
Maybe.
jump off track and just, I mean, even if it's more of a, like, I don't know, comedic relief situation. I don't know. You know, it's probably going to be Cassie, but
But
I
send
may
us some.
surprise you know?
Yeah, send
Yeah, I'm not
them. And if
against
it's
it.
something that, you know, if it's something that there's enough information and it's like partially in the heartland, but there's stories all
Oh,
over,
yeah.
like we'll do like with Bigfoot and Wendigo, where we'll just do a hodgepodge show.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we can do what we want with this
It's our podcast,
to an
so
extent. We
yeah.
can make things fit. We'll make it fit and
Yeah.
work for our heartland
Well, yeah, and if it takes
niche.
place at any point in the Heartland, then it counts.
Right. Exactly. We can make
It's fine.
it work, okay? We can rationalize it any way you
Yeah.
want
So
because
send us
it's our
cases,
podcast.
'cause we need more like
Yes.
ASAP, so thanks.
All ideas are welcome because it gets to a point where you're like Googling true crime in this state, or then I'm
Yes.
also Googling aliens in this state or cryptids in this
I
state.
don't know that I've ever actually Googled those last two things, but no.
What
The
about
true crime thing.
hauntings? Hauntings in
Oh
this
yeah.
state.
Okay, hauntings. Yeah, I can get down with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. And sometimes like it's just hard to find something fresh and new. Like, I don't know. You find the same things over and over and over and over and over. So it's nice with those people who have like a story from their own town or just
Right.
off
And
the beaten
sometimes
trail.
that's the thing, is like sometimes when you have someone who knows of a lesser known case, it's easier to find, because when you're just Googling true crime in this time, you know, this state or whatever, it's those
Yeah.
main popular stories that are coming up. And
Yes.
like I have tried to narrow down my search
Oh,
sometimes
yeah.
to like people of color and this stuff, but then sometimes you get like these weird, I don't know, like
You
it
get,
becomes
yeah.
difficult. And so having people who are like, hey, here's the name of this case, or even, you know, small details that would be easy for us to look up to narrow down.
Yes. Seriously. Because even when you say small town, then like, I mean, yeah, it's really hard to Google. You think it would be easier to Google like some of that stuff, but
There's
it's
just
really
so much
not.
information that unless you have more
Yeah.
details to like, and I'm not going to specifically like, what's, I can't even think, what's it called when a husband murders his wife? Matricidal?
I don't even know.
I don't know. There's a specific term
Murder.
for like when you marry, or when you marry your spouse, when you murder your spouse.
Ew. Yeah,
Well,
I'm
it's
sure
just
there
like there's
is. I mean, ew, I
special
say ew, but
terms.
like it's all gross. Yeah. But yeah,
Yeah.
you're right.
Because then I think it's patricide when you call, it's patricide when you murder your father. It's matricide when you murder your mother.
Oh yeah. Should I look it up? Do you want me to look it up here?
Now it's fine. We'll
Okay, we'll know by
we
the
can look it up
time it's
afterwards. Yeah. But anyways, yeah.
people,
So
yeah.
send, long story short, send us those suggestions to heartlandperiod@darklandpodcast@gmail.com, or you can message us on any of our social media, which we now have the TikTok and Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, which all those are always linked in the show notes. And I don't have anything else to cover. Do you have anything else?
No, I think that's...
I think we've rambled a lot in this episode. So, yeah. So until next time, stay Heartland kind.
But Darkland wary.